This is a Maverick Podcast Network production. What up, everybody? This is Charlie Maverick, and this is the Mavcast, brought to you by the Maverick Podcast Network. Man, it's Friday. I'm blessed and highly favored to be here today. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, man. So it's January 2020, right on the cusp of the end of the playoff season for the NFL. So you know Tom Brady's in the playoffs. You know I got to talk about him and what teams that I think are going to make it to the Super Bowl or at least pass this divisional round. And I got something funny for you guys to witness if you haven't witnessed it yet. But before I get to that, man, let me tell you, if you are loving this podcast or any of the podcasts on the Maverick Podcast Network, please subscribe, share, and definitely listen. Give your feedback and let me know how things are going. How am I doing? You know, I don't send a survey out, but just let me know how I'm doing. I'm trying something new, always trying to deliver better content to you guys for your listening pleasure. So today I'm trying out the recording on Clubhouse. Yeah. So on the Pitmaster podcast, Terrence and I hopped on Twitter Spaces as an experiment to see how that was going to go. The sound quality, the connectivity, the ease of use and all that. And we basically ran into the fact that that's probably not the best option to deliver content to you loyal listeners in that way. However, I'll say this about Twitter Spaces. It's easy to use. It is very accessible if you definitely have a Twitter account. And, you know, it's been out for a long time now. So you probably got a Twitter account. Maybe you forgot that it exists, but at some point you probably created one. Cool. But the thing that I found was it's hard to connect a good quality microphone to the device that you're trying to use to broadcast, right? So I try to use the microphone I'm using now, plugged into a sound mixer, or the USB microphone I have, or at a low-tech level, the Bluetooth headset that I like to use to listen to music and take calls on my phone. Neither of which worked. Duh. It's awful. It was freaking awful. I have to say, Twitter Spaces, not so good with that. And the other thing that really annoyed me, really fucking annoyed me, was you can record on there, but to request the recording download so you can put in your RSS feed, you have to request a data export from Twitter, which takes at least 24 hours. Yeah, I still haven't gotten that yet. So, whatever. So we're here. I've done the Pitmaster podcast on Clubhouse. What was it, a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago? Pretty good results. So I think this is the way to go if I want to deliver content to you guys this way. Now, let's talk about some things because we're experiencing some crazy weather, aren't we? Some craziness across the world. So let me just tell you, we had the hyped up snow blizzard from last weekend, got minimal snow, was told that there was going to be some snow for this weekend, and then the forecast went away. And just a few minutes before I press record, it came back. So I don't know what to say about the forecasting ability of these people that get paid to do that one thing that you're supposed to special. You went to school for this, right? You got a radar. You got all this fly ass tech and still get it wrong. You still get it wrong. And I'm like, how? How do you get this wrong? But hey. And my friends and family, in Charleston are facing a little bit an ordinary weather for the winter. You know, normally in South Carolina, especially Charleston, is hot and humid most of the year. And then you have some outlier conditions that come out of nowhere and surprise everybody. You know, snow maybe once every few years, you know what I mean? And when the snow drops, the whole city shuts down and the surrounding areas. The bridges shut down and everything. That's the thing. So my people in South Carolina, and I'm recording this on a Friday, so you guys may be experiencing snow. Maybe they overhyped it like they did us. I mean, you know, we had snow, but they salted the roads pretty well, so nobody was like stuck. And it didn't even snow that much, so you probably had worst case scenario like sleet and ice, but the snow was not impeding your driving progress because there was little of it. Now we got a dusting. Now I don't know what's going to happen in Charleston, because it looks like it's a wintry mix of snow and rain. So you're probably going to have the same type of thing that we did. But I all wish you well and be safe. I really do. You know, driving is a crazy choice to make these days. You know, people are getting back out in the world and they forgot how to drive by being in shelter in place for a while. Ain't like they could drive in the first place. But hey, just be safe out there. If you don't need to go anywhere, just don't go. If you lived in Charleston for a while, you know what I mean. Just order some DoorDash or something. You know, just have somebody that gets paid to drive in any type of weather, bring your stuff to your house. You know, use the technology for your benefit. Oh, man. So also in January, man, it's been a year since Biden's been in office. Brandon Rosser and I talked about the Biden effect on his podcast, The Wonderful World of Mr. Rosser. Please go listen to that. We're not happy. we're not happy at all. No. We're not happy at all. Inflation, COVID response is better. But I did see a poll that they took on the news, and it looks like Biden's approval rating is not good. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about that. You know, traditionally, when Black people talk ill of a Democrat, especially a president, everybody gets all up in their feelings. But hey, nobody gets a pass, man. You know, if you ain't doing it, you ain't doing it. And I'm not giving anybody a pass. You're a president. You're the king of the country, essentially, with some checks and balances. But hey, man, the buck stops with you. You know what I mean? So hey, just like we tear down any other CEOs of companies that aren't doing a really good job at the moment, we got to be hard on them because their decisions affect us, right? So we got to be hard. Give us what we need. We voted for you. You're an elected official, man. You ain't like in a private company where you may have been a founder and you just like Mark Zuckerberg and they can't kick his ass out. You know what I mean? You are an elected official by the people. And in South Carolina, bringing it back to South Carolina, South Carolina is the one that helped you, Biden, get to where you are in the last election. So do your shit right, man. Hey, you know, it's been a year. I saw Jim Clyburn talk about, hey, man, you know, it's been a year. It's a little disrespectful to expect so much. Why? Why? To talk a good talk? I'm not going down that road. Listen to that pod and see how we feel about it. Wonderful pod. But today, I'm talking about the playoffs, man. I had Jimmy on the podcast last week, and we talked about the picks for last week's wild card round. Now we're past that. The big kids are playing. You know, you got into the big ride area at the fair. So we got four games this weekend that I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to do it in order of when they're coming on TV. And I'm going to be honest, I don't watch a lot of football compared to how I used to. However, I keep up with it enough to know exactly how I feel the teams are going to do when they play other teams, you know? Some teams just have a history of fucking up, like Dallas. Come on, man. You didn't even have to watch football in the last 20 years to know, hey, man, I don't know. Dallas might not make it. That's a little too harsh. Because they did. That was almost going to the 90s. So 20 years ago, it's 2002, right? Yeah, okay. They had some losing seasons. Yeah. I can still talk about them. But, yeah, you can look at teams like the Browns. Probably never going to make it. You know, look at them. They had Jim Brown. Still couldn't win shit. I'm just saying. That's old school reference right there. But, hey, whatever. So we're here talking about this because I'm very excited. We need things to keep us excited these days, just so we don't get wrapped up by the news. So sports is that distraction, and it's working. So let's get to the first one. Without further ado, let's get to the first one, man. So we got the Bengals against the Tennessee Titans. How I feel about that one? This one could go either way, to be honest with you. And let me say something about Tennessee. I like Tennessee. One of my best friends lives in Tennessee. Ooh, I gotta say that. Like, that has anything to do with it. But I like Tennessee. They used to be the Houston Oilers. I like the Houston Oilers. They moved to Tennessee. I liked Eddie George when he played. Oh, man. You know, I like Tannehill. You know, I'm glad that Tannehill has turned his career around. Maybe the curse was the Dolphins. Hey, Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl with the Dolphins as great as he was. So I'm glad to see that Tannehill has found his place to work his talents, and he's gone to a place that they really embrace and love him. Now, I will say about the Titans, they are the least impressive of any one seed that I've ever seen in my life. They're the one seed. They had a bye, so they didn't have to play in the wild card. However, I don't know. Do you have confidence that they will get to the Super Bowl? I don't know. Now, playing against the Bengals, now you got Joe Burrow. And a stark contrast between him and, you know, his successor. You know, he's doing really well, exceptionally well, and I'm surprised, like low-key well, if you don't watch football that much at all. And you're looking at these two teams like, hey, these two teams are in the divisional playoffs? All right. Now, is this a poop fest? Is this going to be like, should I even watch this? I'm very excited to watch the results of this game. I don't know if I'm going to watch it now because, you know, we got Ozark is coming back. You know, is the new season's back today. So probably going to take priority over everything else. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm going to keep an eye on this game. My thought, I think, I don't know. Okay, so I'm just going to say it like this. Here's what I think is going to happen because of the past trajectory of these two teams. I feel like the Titans had a taste of success last year, and they want to keep that ball rolling. And why not? You know? I think they're going to beat the Bengals. I could be wrong, but just because I think that they got their stuff together, and Joe Burrow, okay, as good as he is, the team is not really experienced in playing in the playoffs because they've been bad. It's the Bengals. So I think because of that experience and because of home field advantage, the Titans should pull this out. I wonder if they're getting snow. You know, it doesn't matter really about the weather because the Bengals are from Cincinnati, you know, the upper Northwest. I don't think that they're going to have an issue with any inclement weather. So it should be fair game. But I do believe, and I kind of hope, just for the next round's sake, that the Titans win. I like to see Tannehill succeed. I don't know much about Joe Burrow. Good luck to you, buddy. But I don't know. I don't know you like that. I don't know you like that. Now, the one which is probably going to be the game of the week, and the one that I am very, very biased on, is the San Francisco 49ers against the Green Bay Packers. All right, so you got Jimbo Garoppolo against Aaron, lie about your vaccine, Rodgers. Now, y'all know, if you listened to me in the past, or if you know me, grew up with me at, you know, to a certain point in life, look, y'all know I loved Brett Favre, and I hate the fuck out of Aaron Rodgers. Now, why? You say, what's the substance behind that? Why do you feel that way, Charlie? I don't know where you're coming from. Aaron Rodgers is a nice guy. Now, it just gives off bad energy. No. So with that said, I'm going to kind of try not to be as biased as I probably am leading into myself being. So let me check myself. All right. Let me be objective, okay? All right. So Green Bay's at home, Lambeau Field, right? They've been successful in the past. However, when they get to the playoffs in recent history, they laid an egg. All right. The success off of this game. So if Aaron Rodgers makes it past this game, of course, it kind of makes you feel like he's probably going to come back to the Packers next season. I don't care. But other people do. So it's contingent off of the results of this game, I think. So if they lose, I think Aaron Rodgers has the most to lose out of anyone playing. All right? So if they lose, he's probably going to another team. Again, I don't care. All right? Even if he goes to the Patriots, I might have to turn into Jersey. It's that serious, man. All right. So on the other side, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is interviewing for a new job. Jimmy Garoppolo started off as a Patriot, so he has a place in my heart. Not too much. He wasn't there that long. He's been injured. He's had some success and some pitfalls. But I think Jimmy might be on his way. And I need you to do one thing, Jimmy. I need you to do one thing. I need y'all to run Aaron Rodgers off the goddamn field tomorrow. I need you to run him off the field. You know, I posted something on Facebook, and my cousin, Reginald, shout out to Reggie. We call him Jabbar. But, man, I posted on there, hey, he's a Niners fan. B. Ross is a Niners fan. I know a lot of my friends are Niners fans, you know, because back in the day, man, you know, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, you got to love that, right? So I get it. And I like the Niners. I have nothing ever against the Niners. I liked Alex Smith when he was with the Niners. So, again, I have a little place in my heart for the success of this team. I need Jimmy to do one job, though. But when I posted that on Facebook, I almost got sent to Twitter jail. I mean, Facebook jail, because I said I hope they kick their ass. I got a notification from Facebook. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of here. Can I talk my talk? Can I talk my shit? That should be a hashtag. I'm going to keep that hashtag. Talk that shit. I ain't bullying nobody. They think I'm bullying Aaron Rodgers? Man, he's rich. He's fine. I'm like, yeah, I told my wife, I hope they break his legs. Oh, that sounds so harsh. Yeah, it's fine. You ever had your leg broken? I haven't. He heals. Hey, he's like in his upper 30s at the tail end of his career, and he's rich. Hey, break one leg. Like, ankle, maybe. Like the ankle, right? He'll be fine. It's not like the ligaments and all that stuff and the large muscles of his leg, right? You know, he ain't pulling like a hamstring, you know, all that stuff, the calf muscle, blah, blah. Yeah, break your ankle. You're fine. He'll learn how to plant his feet again. But I want him to lose. Now, they also had a bye from the wild card, and they also have home field advantage. How do I feel about that? Well, Lambeau Field, what do they call it, the frozen tundra? That's not promising for a visiting team. So there is home field advantage there from the aspect that you got the home crowd, the cheeseheads, the crazy fucking cheeseheads, and you got the cold ass weather. And San Francisco's from California. They play in Santa Clara. It's pretty nice out there. So they might have to adjust to the temperature depending on how bad the weather is, because Packers, they play outside, right? It could be snow. Again, I don't know the weather, but hey, you never know. But the results I want, I need the Packers to lose. So good luck, 49ers. Bang, bang, Niners gang. And good luck. And do your job. Because I don't want to have to send a fellow State Farm spokesman after Aaron Rodgers. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Because on Sunday, I said I was going to go in order, but I'm not, because I need that segue. So on Sunday, the two huge games for me, because these are AFC games, for one. And I traditionally like the AFC more than the NFC. Why? Okay, I take that back. I lie. I don't know what's wrong with me. One is AFC, one is NFC. What's wrong with me? You know what fucked me up? Because Tom Brady's been in the AFC so much, right? What? Anyway, so you got Pat Mahomes, which I was trying to segue into and I fucked that up. But Pat Mahomes is a fellow State Farm spokesman, right? Yeah. The reason I need Aaron Rodgers to lose is to recreate the Super Bowl we had last year. I want that repeat. I want that rematch. And to get that rematch, I need one main thing to happen. Multiple things to happen. A few things to happen. I need Aaron Rodgers to lose. And I need Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs to fuck up the Bills. Now, I'm a Patriots fan, so you know I'm a little biased on this too, but who isn't biased, man? I'm looking at this thing like, hey, Josh Allen, you had a good game against the Patriots. That's some bullshit, though. You know, our quarterback, Mac Jones is a rookie. He's doing good, but he's a rookie. Blew us the fuck out the building. Do they feel that it is Josh Allen's year? Because there's talks. You know how they build you up, then tear you down? There's talks that Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL. Okay, really? I mean, hey, he did tear up a Bill Belichick defense. However, they knew they weren't going to go far in the playoffs. They didn't try their best. Come on, man. They knew they were going to beat the Patriots. That ain't fair to give an assessment like that off of that game. Now, I will say Josh Allen has been playing his ass off this season. He has a vendetta. He has a boulder on his shoulder. He's out to prove something. I don't need him to prove it this season. I need him to prove it later in life. You know, he's still young. But Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, I think they have a great chance of beating the Bills. Why do I feel this way? Well, Kansas City started off slow this season. They counted them out early, as the, you know, sports commentators usually do. They're wishy-washy, right? They go whatever the motion is, right? But when the Chiefs started to do better, they were like, ooh, look at them. They're returning. I'm like, oh, you're on the bandwagon again now. All right, cool. But when the Chiefs are on, the Chiefs are on. I think the only reason why the Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl last year is because Pat Mahomes, oh, man, they hit him hard. he's a mobile quarterback, and that's part of the territory. And he, I mean, he's not a huge dude either, you know? But they tore his ass off enough to where he couldn't do, you know, Pat Mahomes stuff. You know, that cheat code, that Konami code that pisses you off and you used to throw the control at your cousin or your friend. Be like, man, stop that shit, you know? At any given time, Kansas City can, like, throw points on the board like that. So will this be an offensive battle? High scoring points? I don't know. You know, the Chiefs always start out slow and then build up towards the end, the very end of the first half, and then kind of, you know, warm up again in the third quarter, and then, you know, the fourth quarter. Hey, look, you got to stay on 10 the whole game with the Chiefs. I've been to Kansas City. Kansas City's a nice place, you know, rain, sleet, snow. It's a nice place, nice people, nice barbecue. Buffalo, I know some people from Buffalo. They're all right. I'm sorry. You're great people. But, the Bills, I don't hate them. I don't dislike them. I just don't want them to win. Do I think they could win? Yes. Yes, they can. They can. This might be the most evenly matched game of the weekend. I think so. Health-wise, talent-wise. I think that is the one. I think whoever wins this game is definitely going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to put that out there. Definitely whoever wins this game is going to the Super Bowl. Put that on paper. And possibly has a high percentage chance of winning the Super Bowl. Now, why do I say that? Let's segue into the game that comes before this, which is the resurgence of a career and the solidification of greatness. All right, so the Rams are going against the Buccaneers. You got Matt Stafford that has been in Detroit for a long ass time, and you know, he is who he is. He's gotten on a good team with the Rams. He got Odell Beckham Jr. Does he still have like the two-tone hair? I don't even know. But they have a good team. They have a really, really good team. Really good team. And they're healthy. And Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, on the other hand, not so much. Now, you can't count Tom Brady out, and damn it, I won't, because in Brady, we trust. But you got to think, Tom, you made it far this season. You had a really good season, but can they beat the Rams? Don't the Rams have Von Miller too? Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. It's going to be a rough day for Brady. The good thing is they're playing in Tampa Bay. They're at home. Yeah. Does that really matter in the grand scheme of things? Hell, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Now, I think this game is going to come down to one specific thing. Is Matt Stafford going to fuck up? Is he? He could lay an egg. Look, that's his career, laying eggs, you know? Remember when they used to bring Detroit Lions on, and they always played on Thanksgiving, I think it was, and you're like, I don't want to watch this shit because Matt Stafford. You know, the only reason you watch those games because, you know, Megatron was on the team, and he was, hey, you got to watch Megatron. But he ain't there no more, and, you know, whatever. So Matt Stafford's over and a good team, blah, blah, blah. But he still lays eggs. You can't tell me any different until it happens. So I'm thinking an egg will be laid. And there is going to be a baby chicken. Or somebody's going to have a fucking omelet after the game and love it. Now, whoever wins this game, I'm going to compare the results of this game possibly to the results of the Titans game. Kind of feels to me like the earlier games this weekend may result in a losing team in the next round, like the championship, the divisional championship rounds, could produce a guaranteed loser from the winner of the early games this weekend. So let's say if the Bengals win, the Titans win, the Rams win, or the Buccaneers win, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. I just don't think so. Now, why don't I think that Tom Brady can pull something out the hat? Look, football's not like basketball. You can't have one person dominate. You know, you can't have something like a Steph, a Kobe, a Mike, a LeBron even. They just can't take over the game ball hog and just like take it to the house. You can't do that. The play is dependent on many factors of movement and coordination. So just because Tom Brady has the ball doesn't mean it's a guaranteed assurance that it's going to be a good result. There's a lot of injury on this team. So I don't know. The GOAT, you know, I said it last year when they won the Super Bowl. I was like, hey, man. If you were to go out on top, you should go out on top this way. Don't come back next season. I don't care if you're healthy. I don't care if you love the game so much. Don't do like Michael Jordan. Go out on top. You win the championship. But athletes that love the game so much don't know when to quit. What is it, Tom Brady, 45 now? Oh, Lord. He's like elderly in football years. He is like nursing home level in football years, but he's ripping that ball across the field. A candidate for MVP. I hope he gets it. I really hope he gets MVP. I think that because of what he's done at his age and the level that he's did, statistically has been his best year of his career. I say all you got to do is win this game, but that might not be even be a factor. It might not even matter. But regardless of the turnout of this game, I don't think anybody's going to the Super Bowl from that Rams and Buccaneers game. Yeah. Now, I can already tell you what I think is going to happen holistically for the rest of the playoffs all the way to the Super Bowl. Who is going to the Super Bowl? Might as well give my pick, right? All right. I'm going to regret this. I know I am. I'm going with... I'm going with San Francisco. And I'm going with Kansas City. Red all over the place, man. Red all over the place. Like the Crips are going to be pissed off. The Bloods are going to be happy. Are they still mad at each other? I ain't in no gang, man. Come on, child. But I think that'll be a really good Super Bowl. Now, others may say, hey, what? We want Aaron Rodgers there. I don't care. But look, I told my wife and I told my friends, I think I said this on the podcast also, if Aaron Rodgers is playing in the Super Bowl, I'm watching it for the halftime show. First of all, Tom ain't going to be in there. Right? Yeah. If he gets to the Super Bowl, they're going to give it to him because he's Aaron Rodgers, and everybody always bitch and moans about, oh, he's the greatest player, but he only has one Super Bowl ring. Look at Tom, blah, blah. We always got to put him back in the conversation. You need rings to be like in on that conversation level, right? But they still put him in that conversation like, hey, yeah, he's the greatest. What the hell ever? I just don't want to see that. Now, the halftime show is going to be dope. You know, I'm all in for that. But if Aaron Rodgers is in there, nah. Nah, not going to be that. Not going to do it. And you can't make me. So I think that's my picks for the Super Bowl. I'm really adamant about that. I really hope Tom Brady makes it to the Super Bowl. I don't think so. I already got my heart ready for it. Because, you know, if you've seen any of the videos my wife posted and tagged me in the celebrations or the non-celebrations of the results of a Super Bowl, you know how all in I get when it comes to two things, Tom Brady and the Patriots. Now, the Patriots are out. I got to ride with Tom Brady, right? But I know what's going on. I'm a realist. I ain't one of these, like, crazy people out here like, hey, I'm just because I'm a fan, they're going to win. Like Dallas people. Why is Dallas America's team? I'm not even starting down that rabbit hole. But, yeah, that's how I feel, man. And hopefully the games will be enjoyable. I sure hope so. Hopefully the games will be, I hope there's not a lot of penalties. I hope the refs call the game right. You know what I mean? You know, people are saying like, hey, should the Raiders have won that game against the Bengals? I don't know. I wasn't there. The refs suck. Everywhere, the refs suck. The Dallas game? I don't care. I mean, Dallas lost that game. Come on, man. You know Dallas lost that game on their own. It wasn't the refs' fault. But, hey, I just hope it's clean calls, a minimal amount of flags. And, hey, man, I just want the social media to light up. You know, we're going into this new year, and it's already been treacherous. Bunch of deaths. Celebrity deaths. People still getting sick out there. So we need happy distraction, you know? It's only but so much drama series that you can watch to distract you from the reality. Then you flip to the news and you're like, oh, no, Biden's still here. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Speaking of the news, I wanted to leave you with something today. Just in case you didn't like that football talk. You came here for something else in the title. Okay, hold on. Let me get my computer ready. Because this, oh man. All right, so today, my wife and I were eating lunch about at noon, and we were like, let's catch up on the news. So we watched the nightly news from last night, and there was a report that should not have really been funny, but it was kind of like that nice fluff piece. And it's because a video has gone viral because of the news. All right, so basically what happened is there's a reporter got hit by a car. I'm not gonna talk about it too much. I'm gonna let NBC tell you the story. So listen here. Listen what happened. And find this video and share it to everybody. I don't know why this is funny. I freaking don't know why. Hold on.
Now to a frightening moment that played out on live television. Tori Yorge, a reporter for WSAZ, that's the NBC affiliate in Huntington, West Virginia, she was about to do a live report when she was accidentally hit by a car. Take a look.
Unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
TV, Tori. We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
We're so glad, too.
What? What? Okay, let's unpack this, first of all. All right, so if you haven't seen it, because that was the sound. So she was by herself. At night, of course, in the dark, there was, I guess, a traffic cop behind her with a stop sign or whatever. Might have been road construction. I don't know. And she had the camera up facing her with the microphone, light facing her. She was her own camera crew, right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this lady with this SUV clips her on the side. Now, when you first see it, you're like, oh, shit. She all right? Immediately, without a pause, first of all, she held onto the microphone perfectly. while she fell on the ground because the camera dropped too. She basically, the car pushed her into the camera. Everybody fell over. I still don't know how this car ran into her. And then she subsequently tells us that she got hit by a car like that in college.
What?
This video is going viral. She has become a very famous person. Now she asked a question. Hold on. Let's listen to the rest of it.
Gosh. So the driver of that SUV did stop to make sure she was okay. Oh, but get this, your guy, who was all alone, no photographer, yeah. As you can see there, she goes on to finish the live shot with the report about the weather situation there in Dunbar, West Virginia. Later, she did go to the hospital to get checked out. She is said to be doing just fine this morning. Talk
she
about
is my hero. Oh, my yeah. word.
Is she your hero? She says that she doesn't want to be known as the reporter that got hit by a car whenever she shows up. I don't know. You better wear a mask and a cap. Because we see your face in West Virginia. Who's in West Virginia? Hold on. I don't know anybody in West Virginia. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you need to leave for West Virginia. Shit like that probably only happens in West Virginia. If y'all in West Virginia, y'all mad? Sorry, but that shit's funny. Oh, moral of the story is, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how this car hit her. There's a theory that maybe it was like ice because it's like, you know, looked like she was reporting on the weather. So it must have been like inclement weather, but it didn't look that bad. Maybe it was ice and the lady skid because it didn't come in that hot. It was at least going to, it was rolling. I think it was coasting or something. It didn't come in too hot. Or she would have been like effed up, right? Oh, I'm glad she's okay. I really am.
Oh my God. This is so freaking funny.
So, I hope that, I hope that made you feel better. Look, there's a lot of crazy shit going on. I hope that survival story made you feel better. It made me feel better. You need to laugh sometimes. You know, if it turned out a different way, it probably would have been funny. Some of y'all probably like, oh, Charlie, you should laugh at her. Shut up. She laughed at herself. Sensitive ass people. I laugh at who I want. And you take it. That didn't sound right. All right. So, again, thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate everybody that has supported the show thus far. How long has this podcast been around? Oh, my God. So long. But you guys have stuck around, giving me good feedback. I've tried some things, failed with them, tried some things, and succeeded with them. And we're going to still keep that thing going. You know, I really like to try to iterate and reinvent and work upon what is already there, you know, the foundation. So there's a lot of great things to come in 2022, as you probably heard me talk about before. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this year with the podcast network. But if you want to come along for the ride, be sure to follow me on the social medias at Charlie Maverick. Charlie, Maverick, everywhere that you can find. Okay, I'm not everywhere. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not everywhere. Okay, all right. Facebook and Twitter. Now, you can listen to the podcast also on YouTube. Look for Maverick Barbecue and the Maverick Podcast Network. Find me there. Charlie Maverick, same thing. You know, whatever. Charlie Smith. You know who I am, and I appreciate you for knowing who I am and staying with me this long. I'm going to continue to try to bring you some dope shit and talk to some dope people along the way. You know, big up my content creating partners in crime and those out there that are making shit happen positively and spreading good vibes. So until next time, I want you guys to stay safe, stay masked up, and... You know what? take a cameraman with you next time.
Shout out to Atlanta. Yeah. City that pays me. Relax yourself, let your conscience be free. You're now rolling with a dude named MAV. Relax yourself, let your conscience be free. You're now rolling with a dude named MAV. Relax yourself, let your conscience be free. You're now rolling with a dude named MAV. Relax yourself, let your conscience be free. You're now rolling with a dude named MAV. I'm killing the flow.
We out.